The Joburg Zoo, this has been a long-standing issue with them, and we know that the story started off a few months ago with Lummy the elephant. And we know that Lummy lost her partner, Kinkle. Her partner died, and she suddenly became depressed. Clearly, she was very lonely. There was very little stimulation for her. And I remember those very sad pictures of her standing at very close to the wall of her enclosure, you know, and just looking so isolated and lonely in that enclosure. Clearly, I mean, she looked depressed. And many of the conservationists we spoke to actually confirmed that was going to be their diagnosis of her. If she was examined at that time, you know, people would have been able to gather that not all was well with Lummy. So rather a large campaign was launched at that time, and it involved many people from the conservation arena who knew how to adapt Lummy to a new life outside of the zoo. They suggested that she be moved, that a rehabilitation program could actually be carried out to help her adapt, that it had been done many times before, successfully at that, and that, you know, she would then be allowed to roam around in a much larger space with a herd of elephants, and that her life would improve for the better because she'd be living in something that was more akin to her natural habitat. But that didn't happen. The Joburg Zoo didn't respond. They essentially just ignored what people had said to them. They ignored a petition with, I think, over 200,000 signatures, if I remember correctly, in which people said, we do not want to see any more elephants brought to this zoo. We want to see Lummy relocated to a facility where she can just live out the rest of her life as a content elephant. But this week, the Joburg Zoo acquired two new elephants. Now, the plan at the beginning was to bring her a partner. They've now brought in two new elephants. I look at that space that they inhabit, and I can't imagine how three elephants are going to operate in that space. I want to bring into the conversation the NSPCA's Karen Trendler. She's an environmentalist, and she works specifically with the area of wildlife trade and trafficking. Karen, good evening to you, and thank you very much for agreeing to us. Tell me how you feel about the two new elephants that have been brought in to join Lummy at the Joburg Zoo.
Jenny, I'm so sad and so disappointed. If these two elephants are the two that we think they are, we haven't had it confirmed, but you know, we suspect that these two were actually wild caught a number of years ago. So they were taken from their families in the wild. They were put through quite brutal taming and training. And then they've subsequently been moved around from a number of facilities. They'd been in a possibly free contact situation, so whilst they were still under human handling and semi-captive situation, they've now been moved into a very small area at the zoo. There's also no guarantee, given Lummy's history and given what the zoo has indicated as to why she couldn't go to a sanctuary, that she will actually integrate with these two elephants.
So Karen, something quite disturbing has happened here. I didn't realize that these two, and I'm not sure if it is the 21-year-old male Ramadiba and 19-year-old Mupane that you were speaking about, who were captured from the wild and brought in here. But it looks as though the psychology of these other two elephants is as disturbing as Lummy's at the moment.
Equally disturbing. And if you think in elephant years, these two elephants are still relatively young. And Lummy is 39 years old, and these two elephants still have a long time ahead of them, confined to a zoo. So we are desperately sad about it. It's certainly not the end of the road from our perspective. It's just now going forward in, you know, making sure that the best is done for these elephants, but it's certainly not the end of the road. We're also desperately unhappy and deeply concerned about the way in which it's all been handled. We have sent numerous letters. We've tried repeatedly to get the conservation authorities to cooperate with us in terms of permit information. And we were literally informed the day before that we had to hire for the information. Oh, and by the way, a permit has been issued, and the next morning the elephant were in the zoo.
But
so it's been a very unpleasant, kind of underhand way that it's all being dealt with. And the welfare of animals is going to be compromised.
So I'm wondering why the Joburg Zoo chose to go about it in this way, Karen. First of all, we know that it was actually a petition signed by over 300,000 people, not 200,000. They ignored the public outcry around it. We were not able to speak to the city of Joburg. They wouldn't speak to us about it, although at some stage we spoke to the Joburg Zoo itself. But I know, as you were saying, that the Gauteng Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has got to issue a permit for the import and the transportation of elephants into Gauteng, right? So do you know if all of that documentation is in place?
As far as we understand, all of the documentation is in place. Our problem is that we wrote to the zoo, to the department, explaining to them that there was pending litigation, that we were deeply concerned about the capacity of the zoo to handle new additional elephant and existing conditions for Lummi. And explaining our concerns and that there may be pending legal action, and they went ahead anyway and wouldn't disclose that information. Some of the other groups did exactly the same. They were told there were no pending permits. So it's all been handled in a really sort of underhand way. The zoo are saying we were sitting on their ethics committee, so what are we sort of moaning for? We chose to withdraw. We withdrew because they weren't consulting us about the elephant. They were basically using us as window dressing.
So Karen, what options are left to you at this point? I mean, do you take legal action? But of course, I mean, even if you are successful, it would mean that, these two elephants possibly have got to be moved out of this environment again, which sounds fairly disruptive and traumatic for them.
Joanne, I think we have to look at all the options very, very carefully. It's not a situation that any of us are going to rush into and make rash decisions, but we are certainly looking at all the options. And given that these animals may have another 20 years in captivity, it's certainly something that we're going to be looking at very, very carefully. We're also in two minds. We've been given sort of conflicting and contradictory information from the zoo about Lummi's condition, her health, both physically and mentally. And we obviously have to take that into account. But recently the zoo has said to us, no, she can't possibly go to a sanctuary because she has both psychological and possibly physical problems. Well, our response to that is she's been with you since birth, and if she has psychological and physical problems, well, where did they come from?
Yes,
she's been in your care.
Yeah.
And are you then capable of, adequately caring for yet another two elephants?
It's a very valid question that you're posing, Karen. One other aspect, of course, is about the elephant enclosure, the size of it. We heard that after Kunkel died, Lummi's partner, that the elephant enclosure was going to be enlarged. Did that ever happen?
It hasn't happened yet. We have heard that it will be enlarged. We'll obviously wait and see what happens with that. But again, Joanne, we're getting contradictory information. When we and various other groups were saying, look, let's move Lummi to a sanctuary, it will be a risk and there will be a change and some stress for her, we were told, no, she can't possibly, she can't even cope with a new lock being put on the cage, and she can't cope with, any stress or any disruption. And yet they've now brought in two younger, quite sort of energetic elephants, a young bull and a young female. She was bullied by Kunkel, so there's that dynamic that comes into it. And how is she going to cope with the stress of construction all around her? So it's just been a very, very sad, very, very difficult one to deal with, and one that going forward we're not going to leave.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Karen, because I think certainly many residents of Joburg would be standing with you on this one. I just don't understand the secrecy behind it. Of course, you heard the voice, though, of Karen Trendler. She's the NSPCA Wildlife Trade and Trafficking Manager. But why the secrecy? Why the lack of contact with Joburg residents who sent through this petition? It's as though they are determined at the Joburg Zoo to take absolutely no notice of anyone who lives in the city who has a concern. concern about this elephant or the two that have now joined her. And I, you know, the first thing that jumps to mind, because I've become such a cynic when it comes to municipal officials, is that perhaps there's some sort of corruption involved here. But I'm curious to know, what was the big deal? Why did they need to get these two elephants in here? It was one elephant that they had proposed initially. Now we have two in there. The enclosure is seemingly too small. And Karen makes a good point. What about the psychological damage that has occurred to Lummi? How has that happened under the care of the Joburg Zoo? They have many questions to answer, but sadly, I doubt that we'll get any answers from them. EWN Traffic.